These statistics tell us something profoundly important about the lives people are able to live. They measure not longevity, but the number of years individuals can expect to live in good health. And that is far more meaningful indicator of well-being and quality of life. Areas such as Mid-Ulster and Lisburn and Castlereagh continue to record comparatively strong outcomes. It demonstrates that better health outcomes are achievable and that public money, economic opportunity and living conditions do make a difference. However, the picture is far more troubling in other regions. In Derry, the figures are deeply concerning. Boys born in Derry between 2022 and 2024 can expect just 54.9 years of healthy living. That represents a decline of almost 3 years compared with boys between 2019 and 2021. And for girls, that trend is actually even more alarming. Girls born in Derry between 2022 and 2024 can expect to live 54.2 years of a healthy life. That is down almost 4.4 years of healthy living. And they're not marginal changes. They're really significant changes. And they're in stark reductions of number of people, number of years people can expect to live in good health. And that really matters. It matters how we plan our health service. It matters how we plan to support our older people as well. And this all costs money. A decline of this nature cannot be viewed in isolation. Healthy life expectancy is shaped by wider determinants, including income, employment, housing, public services, and access to opportunity. These outcomes reflect the cumulative effects of social and economic inequality. Regional imbalance, therefore, is not merely an economic issue. It is a health issue. It is about how people live, how well they live, and the fairness of outcomes across our society. Where a person is born should not dictate the quality of their health or the length of their healthy life. Yet these figures clearly show that geography continues to exert a powerful influence, and that is why I'm bringing a regional balance bill to this Assembly so that we can put in legislation to ensure that tackling regional imbalances becomes a central consideration right across government. Every executive department has a role to play.